Thank you. Thank you all very much. I've often thought about my singing that old song, What Heaven Looks Like. I've never been there, but I'm hopes of going someday. I hope the good Lord's got a place for me. And I know he has. If I live right and do right, he's got a place for every one of his children that love him. So I don't know what else I can say about heaven. I've never seen it, don't know what it looks like, but it must be a beautiful place according to what the Bible says about it. So we just hope you enjoyed that number right there. No love song called Jack and Me. Promises made, many a love word was said, like most lovers do. They quarreled one night, she bid him not come anymore. He started to leave, he picked up to go. But he lingered to say at the door, tie up those broken cords, let us be lovers again. Darling, you know I love you, to part would bring me pain. Let us forget the past and make up my bed. Make up and be lovers again. Years roll by, neither were wed. pleading were in vain. Then one evening poor Jack was found dead, all through love and dismay. Two young lives were, they loved too little too late. She goes to his grave every day. She can't tell you why, but it seemed that to her cry, the wind seemed to whisper and say, tie up those broken cords, let us be lovers again. Darling, you know I love you, to part would bring me pain. Let us forget the past and make up my bed. Make up and be lovers again. Make up and be lovers again. Thank you all very much. Here's a song that I did for the President of the United States back in 1941, Franklin Delano Roosevelt. He asked for this number, sent a man to Asheville, North Carolina, and took me to Washington to do this number for him. So here it is, called The Willow Garden or Rose Connolly, whichever one you want to call it. In the willow garden where me and my love did meet, there we sat a-courting, my love dropped off to sleep. I had a bottle of the burgundy wine, my true lover did not know. There I poisoned my dear little girl down on the bank below. Stabbed her with a dagger, it was a bloody knife. Throwed her in the river, which was a dreadful sight. My father often told me that money would set me free. If I would murder that dear little girl, name was Rose Connolly. And now he sits in his old cottage door, a wiping his weeping eyes, a looking at his only son upon the scaffold high. My race it run beneath the sun, though hell now waiting for me. For I did murder that dear little girl whose name was Rose Connolly. We kind of mix up a lot of our old songs. We go back and do a lot of hymns, a lot of spirituals, ballads and all. I think it's one of the old traditional. That's why that they have these things like this sometimes. It's to draw people in. It plays that type of music. Like I said over to the other place this morning, I'm not no bluegrass man. I don't play hard. Drive bluegrass. I just pick the old five-string banjo and sing some of the old mountain songs and things like that, put them all together. My wife has a pretty number now she's going to sing for you. One of the old Carter family tunes.
Wildwood Flower.
Wildwood Flower.
so fair, and the meadow so bright with the emerald of you, the tail and the leader with eyes look like you. I will dance, I will sing, and my life shall be gay. I will charm every heart, in his crown I will sway. When I woke from my dreaming, my idols were clay. All portions of love had all flown away.
Give us a little time, because we mess around some here trying to get these things in order to play them. But it was a gentleman asked me over there. He said he would be over here this evening if I would do one song for him. And I told him, I said, all right, you tell me what it is, and if I know it, I'll do it for you. And so he asked me to do this number here for him. It's called Life's Railway to Heaven. The curve till the tunnel, do your duty, never fail. Keep your hand upon the throttle and your eyes upon the rail. Blessed Savior, thou wilt guide us till we reach that blessed shore. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was my fault. I thought you were going to do that number there.
Weekend, and so you asked for it again, so I'm gonna do it for you now. Called Courtin' in the Rain. We courted in the rain, courtin' in the rain. I never knew what sportin' was to court it in the rain. But as I was winding down the road one rainy day, I took up with a beautiful-looking young girl. She's carrying a parasol. I asked about carrying a parasol, and she said it'd be all right, and I went over singing. We courted in the rain, courted in the rain. I never knew what sporting was, but courted in the rain. Courting in the rain, courting in the rain. I never knew what sportin' was and courted in the rain. Well, I began to like my gal pretty good, so I was asked about dropping in to see her some Saturday night. She said it'd be all right, and I went over singing. We courted in the rain, courted in the rain. I never knew what sportin' was and courted in the rain. Courting in the rain, courting in the rain. I never knew what sportin' was and courted in the rain. Well, I was went over on Saturday night and knocked on the door. She says, "Who is it?" I said, "It's me." She said, "Well, come on in." I went in. We sat down on a settee there. We talked for a little while. Then we got off on politics, dog ticks, bed ticks, and every other kind of tick. And I asked her for a kiss, and she wouldn't give me one. So I thought I'd steal one from her, you know. And I'd do it sneaking. But a Mr. Mountain hit her nose and the dang old thing was leaking. We courted in the rain, courted in the rain. I never knew what courting was and courted in the rain. Courting in the rain, courting in the rain. I never knew what courting was and courted in the rain. To marry me. He said I was going to have to see her dad about that. By gosh, that got me, but I went off singing. We courted in the rain, courted in the rain. I never knew what courting was and courted in the rain. Courting in the rain, courting in the rain. I never knew what courting was and courted in the rain. Well, I went ahead and seen Dad, and I asked him for his gal, and he said I could have her. And that tickled me still better, and I went off singing. We courted in the rain, courted in the rain. I never knew what courting was until courted in the rain. Courting in the rain, courting in the rain. I never knew what courting was until courted in the rain. Well, as I was leaving there, the old man hollered at me just as I got to the door. He said, "Just a minute, son." I said, "Yes, sir, what is it?" He said, "Do you think you can support a family?" I said, "Yes, sir, I believe I can." He said, "Well, praise the Lord. There are 14 of us." We courted in the rain, courted in the rain. I never knew what courting was and courted in the rain. Courting in the rain, courting in the rain. I never knew what courting was and courted in the rain. Request numbers now that you folks that was over here last weekend. I'd like to get this thing off my neck. I wonder if I can do it that right.
I don't know.
Here's one that you asked for, Darby's Round. Darby's on one auction day. There I spied the biggest round. It was fed on hay. Didn't he ramble? Didn't he ramble? He rambled till the butcher cut him down. That ram he had wool on his back that reached up to the sky, where the eagle built a nest, cause I heard the little ones cry. Didn't he ramble? Didn't he ramble? He rambled till the butcher cut him down. Reached up to the moon. Fella went up in January and didn't get back till June. Didn't he ramble? Didn't he ramble? He rambled till the butcher cut him down. That ram he had teeth lacking unto the horn. Each tooth in that round head with a hole a bushel of corn. Didn't he ramble? Didn't he ramble? He rambled till the butcher cut him down. That ram he had 4 feet, 4 legs in which to stand. Each foot on that round leg would go an acre of ground. Didn't he ramble?
did he ramble. He rambled till the butcher cut him down. Now the butcher that killed this ram got washed away in the flood. The little boy that held the bowl got drowned in the blood. Did he ramble? Did he ramble? He rambled till the butcher cut him down. Cut him down. Cut him down. Boy, you must have been a big. I promised somebody I would sing, I guess it was you, that Memory Lane, was it? Let me do that for you before I forget.
Silver-haired daddy.
mother home. Too bad silver hair daddy of mine. I know it's too late, dear old daddy, to repay for the sorrow and care. But dear mother is waiting in heaven just to comfort and solace you there.
Weekend, Jonah.
Oh yeah.
How about singing it for the people now? We don't.
Yeah.
Thank you. We don't have just about two or three more numbers to go, and so we'd like to do this, and then we want y'all to have a little sing along with us. Would that be all right?
Yeah.
Would you like to do that? Okay. I'm sorry that I'm running a little bit late on it, but I wasn't paying no attention to the time. I was enjoying myself so much. So I guess that's like it is everywhere. You just, time slips up on you. Don't wait on nobody, you know. All right, you going to tell them what it is?
Well, this is taken from the Old Testament, and I'm sure that you have heard of Jonah. Jonah is the title of the song, and I'd like to say here that if we have Jesus Christ within our hearts, we are a winner, regardless of who we are. Jonah, Jonah, go down to Nineveh, said my Lord. God spoke to you're tuning out, Christian man. He says, go down to Nineveh, take my command. He gave me the orders on the royal phone. Says, go down to Nineveh, preach there to 40 long days, I'll pass and by. I'll destroy that city with fire, Jonah. Didn't want to hear God's command, so he got a ticket that Joppa land. Now he got a ticket, then he got on board. The ship went rocking on down the shore. My God caused the wind to rise. Captain and the crew got trouble in mind, saying, Lord, Lord, we all be lost if the storm don't stop. Search the vessel from the bottom to the top. Now they searched the ship from the top to the deep. Found them a man lying fast asleep. He says, get up, Jonah, get up, man. Your God Almighty's gonna destroy this land, Jonah. From his sleep, Jonah wake up, he's gonna destroy the deep. Well, Jonah woke up, he said, I'm the man. I didn't want to go down to the end of the land. Take my body, cast it in the sea. Don't want you now to suffer for me. So call Jonah, cast him overboard. Along from a fish, now slaughtered him whole. Fish got sick at God's command. Cast old Jonah on a bar of sand. Well, the sun shone down on Jonah's head. Well, but we'll find out to give him the shade. Long come a worm, cut it down. Well, well, that's a star in Jonah's crown. Jonah, Jonah.